Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States, Canada, and the world. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. We invite people who listen to us on the Orthodox Christian Network to call in. Also on our new platform, iHeartRadio. Give us a call. Always welcome to send in your questions, call in your questions. A lot of ways to get your questions to us on the broadcast. Again, the number, 888-ASK-HANK. I'm tempted to go to our calls right away, but there's something that's rattling around in my mind. And I've been thinking about this since about 5 o'clock this morning. You have no doubt seen the images yourself. They've been played and replayed 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000 times. The image of Takiyah Thompson as she climbs a ladder in Durham, North Carolina, puts a noose around the neck of a Confederate soldier, by the way, a soldier who symbolized service at the pleasure of the Democratic Party. The statue was toppled, and then spitting and stomping, egged on by Takiyah, commenced. So I was wondering, who is this Takiyah Thompson? I did a little research. She's a member of the Workers' World Party, a Marxist-Leninist group formed in 1959. She's a supporter of the North Korean totalitarian regime. She's an anti-authority agitator, fond of equating the police with the Ku Klux Klan. She's anti-Christian. She's pro-Muslim. And I think more than that, she is emblematic of a radical leftist movement that rightly regales white supremacists, but utters nary a word against Islamic supremacists. Islamic supremacists who consider non-Muslims to be but dhimmis. To those who may wonder why the fragile fabric of our democratic republic is fraying, I think a short review of history can be very, very helpful. And an apt place to start is Rousseau, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He sowed the seeds of what eventually blossomed into the French Revolution. In his view, secure property rights were to be abolished at all costs. He was the father of the very communist thought espoused today in America by people like Takiyah. And of course, he left his mark on Karl Marx. Karl Marx, who believed that, quote, the history of all existing society is the history of class struggle. And in his view, with the proletariat in charge, the bourgeois vanquished, well, we would have a godless heaven that would magically appear upon earth. Sort of like Lenin's song, "Imagine There's No Heaven." Well, 100 million or more deaths later, people like Takiya should know better. But that is precisely the problem with people who are ignorant of history. You know, Rousseau marked Marx, but Marx marked Lenin. And like Marx, Lenin was not constrained by morality. His dictum was revolution. Revolution after revolution, history moves closer and closer towards the utopian paradise of communism and farther away from the moral constraints of Christian capitalism. In other words, the idea of responsibility associated with wealth. And I have personally witnessed the skulls and bones of those murdered by socialist experiments just last year in Cambodia, in China, in places like Cuba, by communist fascism all over Eastern Europe, and now exacting unspeakable horrors daily in North Korea. Think Mao's Little Red Book, along with the Little Red Book of Pol Pot. They're both enduring reminders that ideas spell consequences. In this case, consequences in the red blood of tortured masses. For Takiya, Marxist mayhem must become part and parcel of a great American revolution. One thing you will not find in her protesting, her pillaging, or her pulling down is the bust of Darwin. Or for that matter, the bust of the Greek philosopher Epicurus, who was the real evolutionist, the first evolutionist. Why? Because Takiya believes in evolution, and those like Margaret Sanger, who took Darwin's eugenic epic and enshrined it an ideal as American as apple pie. Eugenic engineering was not tacked on to Darwin by the Gestapo. It was a core value of his evolutionary premise. And so one wonders why Takiya is not outraged at Planned Parenthood, which is in full neo-Nazi, neo-eugenic frenzy today. And that's been all over the news with the elimination of Down syndrome babies, now considered to be enlightened. Darwin's emphasis, of course, was on survival of the fittest in the struggle for existence. But Nietzsche went beyond survival. He championed the will to power of the fittest. He was fully committed to the destruction of Christianity because the Christ of Christianity cared for the poor and the downtrodden. And of course, evolution is all about survival of the fittest and the struggle for existence. And again, ideas have consequences. One only needs to think of how Nietzsche died. A madman, repeating like a hideous drum, "I am dead because I'm stupid. I am stupid because I'm dead. I am dead because I'm stupid. I am stupid because I'm dead," over and over again, as he embraced his insanity. As the apostle of atheism, Nietzsche heralded the darkest century the world has ever known. That is, until perhaps the 21st century, a century in which people have forgotten history and applaud to Kia Thompson and people like her. She is now the quintessential poster girl of a robust neo-Marxist-Leninist revival, and that in America. White supremacy is self-evidently evil, but what of illiberal liberals who destroy Down syndrome babies made in the image and likeness of God? And by the way, I think we ought to remember that Dr. Down labeled Down syndrome mongoloid idiocy. Why? Because he thought it represented a throwback to the Mongolian stage in human evolution. And that's the evolutionary idea. You know, Darwin was very, very clear. People oftentimes talk about the origin of species, but Darwin was most clear in the descent of man. And people ought to read that. These books should not be banned. Read it. And then you will see evolution in its stark racist perspective. Darwin said it was the Caucasian that would beat the Turkish hollow in the struggle for existence. And then he said, at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races will have been eliminated by higher civilized races throughout the world. And he was very, very clear when he talked about the races themselves. I mean, the whites were on top. The Australians were somewhere in the middle, but blacks were on the bottom. And his eugenic fervor, he believed that Jews and blacks were feeble-minded. So evolution is an idea with distinct consequences. So again, white supremacy is self-evidently evil. But what of illiberal liberals who are now using the evolutionary paradigm, Down syndrome babies, they're unfit and they affect the gene pool and thus affect the process of evolution? And what of global Islamic jihadism? Just to show how wacky things can get, CNN's Wolf Blitzer wondered yesterday on television if perhaps the crimes in Barcelona were a copycat of the white supremacist murder in Charlottesville, Virginia. After all, in both cases, the weapon of choice was automotive. What agitators like Takiya are really after is the destruction of the nuclear family, the elimination of borders and boundaries, the subversion of states committed to the rule of law. Whatever utilitarian means produce results, doesn't matter if it's liberal liberalism, fabricated news, or Islamic terror. And Barcelona and Brussels are just a prelude of what is to come. We are reaping the results of our own settled choices. And only a Christian community willing to do for the truth what Takiya and those like her are willing to do for a lie can stem the tide of a civilization in chaos. Make no mistake, we are fracturing from within. A liberal liberalism at the root, an oxymoron, by the way. And we are being pounded from without, terror being only the wave, the undertow being far more insidious. But perhaps the greatest problem is Christians who are not salt and light. if Christians were doing for the truth what Islam is doing for a lie, we could, as yet, redeem our culture. We're coming up to station break, and I promise when we come back from the break, we'll go right to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And again, right after the break, we'll go right to your calls, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And do remember, we are deeply appreciative for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We'll be back again in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
Waves aren't subtle, but beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important, which is why we want to put into your hands A Practical Guide to Culture. To receive your copy of the book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. In an environment that is increasingly hostile to Christianity, it is of critical importance that we equip ourselves and those we love with a foundational understanding of the uniquely modern issues of our time and how to address them from a sound Christian perspective. That's why this month the Christian Research Institute is offering the strategic resource, A Practical Guide to Culture, helping the next generation navigate today's world. To receive a copy of the book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Yeah, thank you very much, Randy. We'll go right to our callers now. First up is Jane, listening in Newman, Georgia. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Hank. I have a question for you. Back in 1996, I had new neighbors to move in next door, and within a short time, I heard they were illegal immigrants, and within a year, I found out they practiced Satan worship. Within a year and a half, I heard that they were, them say, that they were involved in voodoo, occult, and witchcraft. I think I am a target for them. I live alone. Christianity is all I have. They do not like Christians. They say there's no such thing. There are a lot of good people, but there's no such thing as a Christian. Since my birthday, 2014.
Okay, Gene, I think
I almost move me around like a puppet.
Yeah, I think I get it, but here's something that you need to understand. There's a big difference between what's known as witchcraft and Satanism. The two are often confused. And certainly it is true that those who are involved in Wicca or witchcraft do not like Christians. The reason they don't like Christians is because they think that Christianity is a paternalistic religion. They believe that Christians are homophobic, and they believe that there is an insensitivity to the environment on the part of Christians, which of course is patently false. I mean, Christians are called to not only fulfill the Great Commission, but the cultural mandate as well. But the bottom line here is when you say you feel that you are a target, they ought to feel that they are a target, because greater is in you, the Lord, than Satan who is in the world. Which means that if you put on the full armor of God, as we are instructed to do, then you will be invincible in spiritual warfare. If you do not, you will be a guaranteed casualty. So what I would suggest is a book that I wrote called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. Read that book, and it will give you a great confidence, because the full armor of God, the prelude to it, is not the power of Satan to pillage, but rather the power of God to protect. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Benny in Little Rock, Arkansas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Hank. Hey, good afternoon. And thank you for all you do with your show and all of that. And I guess this, maybe this is a question or maybe slash comment. And I will start out by, are you there? Are you listening?
I'm listening to every word, Benny.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, the thing that concerns me is that,
you're getting confused because you got your radio on in the background, Benny. Can you turn down your radio? It'll help you.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Let me turn it down. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like Al Sharpton, he goes on MSNBC, and then there's a lot of Don Lemon on CNN and all them. What they do is that they really, 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 you know, is white supremacists and all of that. They have caused us a lot of grief and pain and suffering in the past. But But today, I'm more concerned about not holding our black youth. I'm more concerned about not holding them accountable, because out here in Little Rock alone, there have been drive-bys to where little babies been shot down just by drive-bys, and then they got no snitching policy going on out here, and they got murderers for my black youth that are on the streets right now, and I wish that. I guess this is a comment. I wish that Al Sharpton, as well as Don Lemon and all of these fake news networks, would put more emphasis on, trying to address some of the issues in our black culture. And I don't say that to try to put my race down or anything like that for any other black people that might be listening. I'm saying that because I feel like this is something that's totally ignored and disregarded, and I would shut up and listen to your comment.
Well, I appreciate what you said, Benny, and I think Al Sharpton and many like him are a disgrace, quite frankly. What they are is simply capitalizing on situations for their own benefit, as opposed to really trying to deal with the systemic issues that are plaguing our culture. And at the end of the day, as I said many times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we ought to see ourselves as the human race. In Christ, there is no distinction. Whether you're Jew or Greek, we could say whether you're African-American or Dutch-American, like I am, whether you're slave or free, it doesn't matter what your station in life is, whether you're male or female, doesn't matter what your gender is. If you are in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise, which ultimately means that you are endowed with the imago Dei. You're made in the image and likeness of God, and that gives you intrinsic, inherent worth. And I find it so duplicitous of people like Sharpton, who are, on the one hand, using racism as a meal ticket, and on the other hand, are supporting eugenics. In other words, they're supporting what's happening with Planned Parenthood, which is eugenics on steroids. We think sometimes that eugenics has faded into the shadowy recesses of history. Nothing could be farther from the truth. It is now on steroids. Darwin would be proud. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Carol in Washington, listening on KCIS. Hi, Carol.
Yes, I've been looking up on YouTube, and there's some chatter about the up-and-coming eclipse. That this is different from other eclipses, that the numbers line up, and there's a good probability it'll usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I don't know what to think, so I'll hang up and listen to your opinion, if that be okay.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And this is what the problem today is with prophecy pundits. And unfortunately, you find many of them in the evangelical Christian world who are making the "this is that" fallacy, which is to say, anything that's happening in the stellar heavens now becomes something that you track into or impose upon the Word of God. And this has been done by John Hagee and Jonathan Cahn, aptly named, with the four blood moons. And, of course, they made a killing off of the four blood moons. And now, of course, it has receded into our very, very short memories. And we're back with a new portent in the skies. And this time, it is a solar eclipse, which, by the way, is going to be very, very wonderful to watch August 21st. But the real problem is September 23rd. I mean, that's what people are really driving at. August 21st will come and go, and then they're going to be looking at September 23rd. because then the sun will be in Virgo and the moon will be at Virgo's feet and Mercury and Venus and Mars will be at Virgo's head in the constellation of Leo. And now we've got another portend of what is to come. And I have seen what you're talking about on the internet. In fact, someone called me on the Bible Answerman broadcast and said, is this not precisely what is predicted in Revelation chapter 12? Which immediately ought to alert us to the biggest problem of all, that people simply don't know how to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. And just as a very short primer, remember that the book of Revelation is really, in essence, John's Olivet Discourse. And he divides it into two parts. There's Revelation 1 through 11, and then there's 12 through 22. And the two are virtual recapitulations of one another. And if you read Revelation properly, what you will see is a grand meta-narrative. The story is about a persecuted bride, a prostituted bride, and ultimately the eternal perspective with a purified bride that the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, carries over the threshold of Jordan into a new Jerusalem. And you have that epic conclusion in both parts of the book. And there's nothing whatsoever that we can glean from Revelation chapter 12 that coheres with stellar events in the 21st century, because Revelation is not about the 21st century. In fact, Revelation was not written to you. We tend to be a bit narcissistic. We think that everything's written to us. No, it was not. It wasn't written to you. It was written to seven churches in the province of Asia in the epicenter of a Caesar cult. And the message is the message for you, which is be faithful and fruitful. You will suffer for a short time. Your vindication will be an eternal vindication. I was talking to Oz Guinness the other day, and he was telling me that he didn't like the word Christophobia. And the reason he didn't is that sometimes we use that word as an out, like I'm being persecuted. Well, what would you expect? And can you not hear the echo of Christ's words? Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you. Jesus made clear that persecution is the lot of the believer. So take up your cross, daily follow him. Expect persecution, but look forward to the grand and glorious truth that soon you will live in a new heaven and a new earth where indwells righteousness, no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, as John puts it in Revelation chapter 21. So this whole madness with popular prophecy pundits, well, they've been wrong 100% of the time. They're going to be wrong again. And in the meantime, a lot of people are going to fall out the back doors of churches, not knowing who to trust and what to believe. It's an epic problem. We'll be back in just a few moments with the quote of the day and more answers to your questions.
There's no doubt about it. The world is changing at a pace unprecedented in human history. In the midst of our busy lives, it can be difficult for Christians to find the time to outline what's really at stake and how to handle these uniquely modern issues. We get it, we're busy too. Yet understanding these issues is too important to overlook. And that's why this month, the Christian Research Institute is offering the strategic book, A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. C.S. Lewis said that the most dangerous ideas in a society are not the ones that are being argued, but the ones that are assumed. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World, understand the issues facing society today and have clearly outlined them to show Christians what's at stake and why we need to be change agents to impact the culture for Christ. To receive your copy of the book, A Practical Guide to Culture, as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy G.K. Chesterton. He was like the ultimate quote machine, but I'm not going to quote him today. But he once said that communism eliminates the pickpocket by eliminating the pocket. Well, the quote of the day comes from Benjamin Weicker. He's the author of many great books, including the author of Moral Darwinism, How We Became Hedonists. He took it one step further in what will be the quote of the day. Chesterton, writes Weicker, was far too generous. In Lenin's view, the man who owns the pants must be shot for having pockets. The pickpocket must be the executioner. And all those watching the spectacle must be forced to make pocketless pants, or else they too will be shot. Such is communism's brutal insanity. And of course, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about Takiya Thompson, who has taken on the Leninist mantle. It wasn't enough that 100 million people, and probably far more than that, I mean, that 100 million number comes from what's called the Little Black Book of Communism. But now, as people have gone into the archives, they've determined that the number could be far, far higher than that. But it wasn't enough that 100 million people died in the 20th century when an even greater Holocaust is now within reach in the 21st century. All we need to do is follow the socialist agenda to its logical conclusion. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Kelly in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on the web. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I have a question. It's about the scriptures about the second letter of Peter, chapter 2, talking about the false prophets. And I'm having trouble. I was raised a Protestant, and when I was around a teenager, I stopped going to church, but I always believed in God and loved God. And then I got a demon by doing transcendental meditation. I wasn't doing for idol worship, even though it is idol worship. I was doing it because of, like, all that yoga thing that's happening with people, and that was part of it, and I wanted to relax because I couldn't sleep because my sister was sick and I was so scared. And so I got a demon because it still is idol worship. And I hear a voice talking to me for about 5 years, and it said his name is Satan. And so I went back to church, and I joined a Catholic church because it was close to my neighborhood, and I figured they would know what to do about it. And they were really kind and good to me. And then I kept going to church and reading my Bible, and I gave my life to Christ with the priest back then. And I'm going now to a Catholic church and to a Baptist church and doing Bible studies and stuff, but I'm still struggling with these voices because I'm having all these dreams. And I know that Jesus said that if everyone who believes Jesus is the Christ is a child of God, and that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and him in God. But I struggle with these spirits constantly.
Well, Kelly, here's the deal. I think one of the things we have to get beyond is the idea that Christianity is just transactional. And if you are sincerely a part of a healthy, well-balanced church, you can receive within the context of the churches that are healthy and well-balanced the graces by which you can become, by grace, what God is by nature. Doesn't mean that you can become God as God is in the Godhead, but you can be a partaker of the divine nature, as Peter puts it. So you quote Peter in 2 Peter, but Peter makes this very, very plain. We are therefore partakers or participants in the divine nature. And the way that that works, again, is not transactional, but it's transformational. In other words, as Vladimir Lossky said, the whole history after the fall of Christianity is the history of a great shipwreck awaiting rescue. But the port of salvation is not the goal. It is the possibility for the shipwrecked to go on to the sole goal of union with God. In other words, life in the Trinity. And if you pursue that through the graces available to us within the ground and pillar of the truth, as Paul calls it in 1 Timothy 3:15, then you can live the overcomer's life. Then the voice of Satan will be replaced by the voice of God. Then truth will replace falsity, righteousness, unrighteousness. Then you can take up the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. But again, this does not happen as though there's some kind of a spiritual elixir or magic bullet to solve the problem. It means that you are integrated into the life of a healthy, well-balanced church. For it is in community, not in isolation, but in community, that we receive the overcoming graces. And there are many. It's not only, although primarily, the Eucharist or communion, but there are many graces. It is the Word. It is prayer. It is giving alms. It is being in the spiritual gymnasium, where you do repetitions just as you would in a physical gymnasium. And as I said to a caller, I think it was in the second segment of the broadcast today, I wrote a book on this very thing. It's called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. And the reason I wrote that book is there is so much nonsense floating around, even in the Christian world, with respect to demon possession. And the reality is quite simple. If Christ is within you, that temple, your temple in this case, will not be shared by a demon. And again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Get the book. If you can't afford the book, hang on. I'll send it to you as my gift. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Francisco, Oakland, California, KSIV. Hi, Francisco. Uh-oh. I can't hear you, Francisco. You might have to call back. I want to go to a question that I got on a Muslim quiz post. So we have a quiz on my book, Muslim, to find out what you know about Islam, my book coming out for our listeners in September. For everybody else, October 10th is the grand debut of the book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. But on this particular comment and question was, why do I need to understand Islam? I know what God is and what the Bible says. And that's actually a very good comment. And my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, spends a lot of time making you familiar with the truth. How do you know if a stick is crooked? Well, you lay a straight stick next to it. I think it was Oz Guinness who said that contrast is the mother of clarity. And so you become so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. And I do that in the book. But I think in the epoch in which we live, it is also transcendently important to recognize something. And that is that many people today make an equivalency between Christ and Muhammad, as though you can choose your spiritual leader. Christ, Muhammad, six of one, half dozen of the other, no difference, no real distinction. Well, Muslims would find that offensive. They think that the very notion that Christians have of Christ as begotten of the Father suggests sexual procreation as opposed to what Christians really believe, special relationship. Not only that, but the distinction between Muhammad and Christ is the distinction that can never be bridged by any kind of rhetoric. Muhammad, quite frankly, and especially if you look at him within the Medinan context, was a very wicked man. He married a girl when she was six and consummated the marriage when she was nine. At the height of his conquests, he had a man tortured, a man who was the head of the Kabar Jews, and then took his wife as booty, had her beautified, and forced on her his bed. Now, these are not my words. These come from the most authoritative Islamic sources. He had 600 to 900 men beheaded. And many Islamic sources, primary sources, credible sources, consider he was involved in most of the process. Must have been very tired. The Quran is considered to be noble. It's a discombobulated mess of words with little rhyme or reason. Compared to the Bible, no comparison. And we ought to know that. Sharia. There are many today in our culture who are demanding that Sharia be practiced as Muslims see fit in Western democracies. Barack Obama was one of them. As they see fit, his words. That means that in his world, a Muslim man can beat a woman into submission. That's Quranic. We all know what the Islamic State is doing, particularly in light of Barcelona. But that's only one of many, many terrorist attacks. But there's an insidious undercurrent. Don't have time to talk about it on today's broadcast, but maybe next week. My apologies to Francisco. Don't have time to take your call because I am flat out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I don't know where the technical difficulty was, but call back on Monday. Be happy to talk to you then. We're out of time again for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And I thank everybody that stands shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. What you're doing is making a difference, not only for time, but also for eternity. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. And that's why this month, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the strategic resource, A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the New Generation Navigate Today's World. To receive a copy of this vital book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.